Sean.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take
OB. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay.
Guys. Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Cut down there.
An OB show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
All right.
Did you really just do that?
It's over. It is over. The worst record, as we just heard in the open, in the history of the Chicago Bears since we went to 16 games. Hampo?
Well, we watched history being made today, and it's a sad day for all Bear fans. And, you know, they went down up in Minnesota just like they played the entire season, like wimps, like losers, without even trying to take a swing, take a shot. They did nothing. The whole thing is a joke. And you know what? It was misery watching this entire unorganized, undisciplined, unprepared team that John Fox, the fake, basically has offended each and every one of us that love the Bears, watch the Bears, by his undying arrogance. And putting this crap product on the field is nauseating. But more importantly, guys, I got to tell you, all year long, up until December, I defended the ownership, the McCaskey family, because they basically were standing by this fool. But now, I can no longer abide it. And I'm telling you, we all, as Bear fans, and everyone in this room, anyone that has a lick of sense, knows this team is going the wrong way off a cliff. And you know what? George McCaskey, I felt like, has tried to take control of a bad situation and make some decisions that put us on the right path. Well, any decision that involves John Fox and the rest of this staff is a farce. And you know what, Kaz? Let me just say this: this whole regime and the duplicitous lies of hiding behind placing all these players on injured reserve. Half of them were non-factors at any point. The other half, they wouldn't have changed things. But more importantly, The arrow of this team is not down, it's gone. And you know what? There's a lot of good players. Jordan Howard showed you today. He is a guy you can build an offense around. We have got some guys on defense that do have some skills. But to watch the way they played today is sickening. It's an embarrassment. John Fox has got to go.
Yes, that's as clear cut as it can be. And Ed, I know you have some points you want to get to. Here's what I'll say. First and foremost, you know, they keep bringing up the 19 IR guys. Well, basically, Fox and the group are the guys that put these guys on IR, right? I mean, look, a lot of these guys, every player in the National Football League gets hurt after week one. And to be a pro, you have to play injured. You have to be able to play injured and play well while you're hurt, because that's how it is, and that's why you're a pro.
It's a game of men, and you do not go on IR for little ticky-tack injuries and this and that. And more importantly, you know, Pernell McPhee didn't even make the trip.
Yeah, says all you need to know, right?
Leonard Floyd didn't make the trip. Oh, well, he's got a concussion. Well, it's a second concussion in, what, 5 weeks?
Yes.
Okay, and this is their high big-shot first-round draft pick? What do you expect this franchise to become if you start allowing these players basically to say, hey, I got an owie, I'm not even going to make the trip?
Listen, RG3, and I'm not saying right or wrong, because concussions are concussions. It's a strange deal, but Dan, what you're saying is right, but you think of a guy, Cleveland. They get their first win last week. They're not going to be 0-16. Guess what? RG3, coming back, played, is going to play today on his second concussion in 2 weeks. But here's a guy on a 1-14 team that wants to play and wants to be a part of the team.
Wants to gut it out for the team.
This is what you're talking about, right? It's
And Cal Fuller is another indictment. He doesn't even want to try to play.
Hampton OB, with Kaz. Hang on, we'll get to OB in one.
You guys shut me up.
Hang on one second.
Sorry, but we're going to let you have your piece, because I know you've written a lot down, and we'll let
coming.
You go.
Let's set the scene. Let's have some fun. Your Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by your local Chevy dealers at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're on CLTV until 4. OB's about to talk. Start of the show, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group, also sponsored by Martin Chevy. Yes, OB.
Where's your 99 on?
Oh, where did
where's your vest?
It fell. Hang on a second here. Let me get my. I gotta wear some jerseys here for this show because we gotta wear something with some pride. Damn it!
Well,
so I'm putting on 99.
Yeah, that's a bag.
That's as close as we can get. I'm wearing Hampton. 99.
And if you shoot up above Ed's head, you also see what we think of John Fox.
So we got to do something to bring some pride back to this squad right now. The worst year in the history of the Bears since they went to 16 games. You go back to 72 the last time they won three games in a 14-game schedule. OB, go ahead. I'm wearing my Hampton bag all show long.
Well, I mean, do we have to go to a break or anything?
No. You talk.
Okay. This is something. It's same thing week after week after week. Why 19 guys on the injured reserve? They were never ready to play. It goes back what I've been saying from day one, what I saw with this team going into the season, and that's all you see from week to week is incompetence, mostly on the coach's part. Let me tell you this, folks. They bring a kid in who played today. Braylon Addison, he played for the Denver Broncos, and they let him go in August. In August. Basically, nobody has picked him up. He hasn't done a thing. We bring him in here about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. He's never played a down. And we bring him in, and he's a wide receiver. He's 5'9". You mean to tell me our scouting combine cannot find somebody somewhere that was cut from some team in this league? This kid is 5'9", and what did they do? His first play, we put him in a punt return. Did you see it? He had no business being over there. If you can't get under it right away, you stop, you back off. This kid went after it. He's a wide receiver. I mean, folks, you can't make this stuff up. This is unbelievable.
It was with 1:11 to go in the second quarter, end of the first half.
You yell poison, poison, poison. If you have any understanding of special teams, punt return, you saw your coverage guys were flying down the field trying to protect you. He actually ran into one of his cover guys, one of the blockers, and that's why he misplayed
the
ball.
Well, my point was he shouldn't have been close to the ball at all, which just brings me back to everything here. And I cannot be more sure or convinced. It's kind of a consensus here, and Dan can't stand John Fox, our head coach, okay? But I go a little bit deeper than that. I look at these position coaches. Obviously, the offensive and defensive coordinator. These kids, folks, believe it or not, and I know it's hard for you to believe, they have these coaches. They got to be good. They got to know something. They know how to lose. We have receivers running the wrong routes, not hustling. We have defensive linemen sitting back on their haunches. We can't get to the quarterback. We don't blitz. And we play the schedule, folks, again. The second weakest schedule in the National Football League. There's 32 teams. We had the second easiest schedule. The second easiest, and we can't find a way to go after somebody with our famed defensive coach, Fangio, and with our defense, we can't get takeaways. I believe we set the record for, like, the lowest takeaways
11.
In the history of this franchise.
11. In the history of the NFL.
In the history of the NFL.
We tied the NFL
okay?
history. Right.
And we're playing the second weakest schedule, and we don't blitz. We don't go after people. It's everything's right in front of you. And I'm going to tell you what. Fox, he said that he wants to bring back all these coaches that he has, the position coaches. I'll tell you what. Pace, better take a long, hard look at this. He better take another look at Fox and take a look at these people. Again, and not to talk in circles here, but you got receivers to this day running the wrong route. Not hustling. We miss blocks. When we got a defense to go after people, we don't go after them. We're looking for a bolt of lightning. That's not going to happen. I tell you what, there's nobody, again, folks, is going to convince me any way, shape, or form that Fox and this staff knows what the hell they're doing, because everything they've done from the beginning of reporting to now shows they don't know what the hell they're doing. It's either that or they got the dumbest football players in the NFL.
Ian Rapoport of NFL.com wrote in October about Fox perhaps being on the hot seat, and then he's writing today / yesterday that the second-year turnaround didn't happen, but it looks like John Fox and most of his staff will be returning. Ian Rapoport has been right. He's been wrong, but I think that it's pretty clear that John Fox is going to come back. Unless, Hamp, you can get something.
Let me run on this again here.
Yeah.
We just brought this kid, this Braylon Addison, in.
Mm-hmm.
We just brought him in here as a wide receiver, folks, and he's 5'9"? And you put him out there, his first play, to be a punt returner? You tell me somebody's got – I can't put the words, but I'm so aggravated right now. How stupid can you be? How dumb is dumb?
Yeah, I would say special teams. I mean, we're going to go through this, and we're going to grade the coaches. And one of the things that I do want to talk about, and we'll get to the Mueller game-changing moment here in a second, but just let's just talk about this last year's draft. There's 2016. There's one kid out of this draft class this last year that would play on any other or start on any other NFL team. Jordan Howard, right? That's it. Nobody else would be a starter out of these kids that we're talking about. We're talking about this core. So you have a lot of below-average players and one star running back, but it took Dal Loggins 4 weeks to realize that this kid was special.
It took an injury to Jeremy Langford to even have him have playing time.
Leonard Floyd, Cody Whitehair, Jonathan Bullard, Nick Kwiatkowski, Deion Bush, DeAndre Hall.
All C's. At best, I'd give them all C's.
Jordan Howard.
A+.
DeAndre Houston Carson. Daniel Braverman. That's your 2016 draft right there.
But you understand my point here. Look, none of these guys are starting anywhere else except for Floyd. That is not a good draft class. I'm tired of hearing, oh, they've got these pieces in place. You don't have pieces in place. And it's going the wrong direction. And this is time for, you know, look, we're only into year two. I don't like changing to change because that's wrong and you'll never get better. But in this case, we've seen 2 years and John Fox has actually made Mark Trestman look like a legitimate NFL coach.
I'll give you 2015. Kevin White can't get on the field. Do you blame him for drafting someone who's injured? That could be
you're the guy that drafted him and signed your record. Well, 2 years the kid's drafted the number and he hasn't been on the field.
Right, but it's hard to predict that. But okay,
number
fine.
Number one, Floyd too hasn't been able to stay on the field. So your two number ones are injury prone. Right
Eddie Goldman, Hronis Grassou, Jeremy Langford, Adrian Amos, Tayo Fabaluje. I mean, come on.
None would be starters on any of the other teams. Maybe, you know, I mean, again, and all of them have been injured for the most part.
Hey, bring home hope, healing, and opportunity. We got a lot of time to talk about this. Bring home hope, healing, and opportunity to those in need this holiday. Donate to Chicago Tribune Charities today. ChicagoTribune.com/donate. Season's over. Bears finished 3-13. Your phone calls are welcome. 312-981-7200. We're on CLTV until 4. We're on 720 WGN until 6 as we try to build a bridge to hopefully a better 2017 for your Chicago Bears.
How are we going to do that?
I don't know. 720, we're going to try, though, OB. We're going to give it our best. 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
38-10, the Minnesota Vikings rolled on the final game of the 2016 Chicago Bears season. The Bears finished 3-13. They don't win a road game, 0-8.
First time in history.
Unbelievable.
Again. The worst coach in the franchise history. Folks, it's been going for what, 96 years? There's some all-time lows here. And by the way, that record of only taking the ball away 11 times in a 16-game season. The record that we tied was set, it's basically a futility record, by the Baltimore Colts back in 1982. They only had 11 in a 9-game season. That was a strike year. We played the Colts and we lost them. That was the game where Dickey went nuts and punched the locker and broke his hand. And yet, in a 9-game season, they set the record for least amount of turnovers. We tied it today with 11. We would have broke it if Kevon LeBlanc doesn't make a hell of a play in the end zone.
Dan, that's been my whole point. That's been my whole point about what I said earlier about us having the second easiest schedule. And we can't find a way to oh, my God, folks, the Jacksonville Jaguars come into our living room, and they beat us. And Fangio couldn't find a way to stop Bortles, who can't play dead. I mean, it was game after game after game, folks. That's what you see. And this is what you're getting here. I mean, before we start putting some of these coaches in a Hall of Fame or in there, oh, what a great coordinator he is or whatever. Let's get down to the basics, okay? Our drafting stinks. We trying to get a team ready to play an NFL season stinks, and we wind up a season that totally and completely stinks. Now, are the coaches bad?
Yes.
Are they not good enough? Or do we have the laziest and dumbest players that mark 53 that are on that team? Do we have the 53 dumbest football players?
No, we
don't.
Is
that possible?
No, we don't. I look, there are some good football players on that team. Mark, I know you're going to read the Mueller game-changing moment.
I'm about to, Kaz.
Why don't you go ahead and handle it?
Okay, it's the Mueller game-changing moment. It's sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Highland Park, Gurnee, Hoffman Estates, and Maryville. Kaz, you want to go for the Mueller game-changing moment today?
Well, it was early in this game. The Vikings went right down and scored on the Bears, and then the Bears went right down the field, Matt Barkley, and really, Dow Loggins, with the best calls he made all year in that first series, mixing it up, but he did the smart thing. He kept giving the ball to Jordan Howard. And then they get into the red zone. Matt Barkley throws probably the most horrendous pick I've seen.
It was so bad.
All year.
It was so bad.
Actually, one of the few times Alshon Jeffrey was wide open, if he just throws it to that back pylon,
right,
it's a touchdown. Instead, it's a pick, and it was game over, game finish. And that was a game-changing moment.
I actually thought it was Jeffrey's highlight moment of the day, Hamp. He made a nice tackle after the interception.
He went after the ball to break it up.
Yeah, it was something new. One catch for Alshon today for 10 yards. He was targeted three times. Is he back next year?
I don't know how you could bring him back. And, folks, you know, when you are given the franchise tag, two things basically are stated. Number one, we are still unsure of your value. And number two, how much do you want it? Well, we saw what Alshon wanted this year. He kind of jogged through the season, went through a PED suspension, and then he came back jogging around, and he was targeted three times today, came up with one catch for 10 yards. And I got to tell you, folks, if you watch him, it makes your blood boil. Watching him just jog around, try half-ass blocking, it's a joke.
Yeah, it was a game of two teams that were basically – you could put the quote of not playing for nothing.
Just pride. The only thing left.
That's the only thing left is pride. And I'm going to tell you what. You know, like we'd mentioned, Glenn, you mentioned, there are some players on this team that put out and go for it, but we don't have enough of them. But I tell you what we have too much of are incompetent coaches, and there's nobody going to make me believe.
You look at our receivers
coach. You look at our defensive line coach. Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't have these kids
coach the Sheboygan Red Raiders, like, if there is such a team.
They're glorified daycare, handlers, and you can tell by the little things, folks. It's all about technique. The way receivers run routes, break, and come out of the routes. Defensive linemen's stance. They're staying square, staying. We don't do anything right. Zero. And the fact is, you know, for John Fox to come out week after week, hiding behind the 19 players that he put on IR, and still, in a duplicitous manner, keep saying, oh, yeah, well, we're getting closer. We're getting closer. You know, let me tell you what we're getting closer to. A point where the fans are just almost beyond apathetic. And again, this isn't Tampa Bay where there's no other game in town. We've got the Blackhawks, we've got the Cubs, we've got other teams
White
here
Sox.
That are fighting for the dollars for season tickets. That stadium had 25,000 no-shows last week. It's only going to be worse. Unless there is going to be somebody take the controls of this plane, we're going to fly straight into the mountain.
But Dan made an excellent point here, talking about the receivers. If, say, like Elshon Jeffrey in a pass pattern, let's say he's the number one target. There is a number two, and there is a number three, and three might be at the tight end hooking in or the back slipping through.
Usually there's
hooking,
five.
Or out into the flats,
in the
okay?
Play. Right.
Watch those people. They do not run their routes. Whoever is number one, you might see him hustling, folks. But the key to a great team and a great passing attack is to have everybody, if your first, second, or third target, no matter what it is, run your routes. Act like you know what you're doing. Act like you're going to get the ball because you just might get the ball. Watch them all year. Sloughing along. Folks, it's right on the film. I know what I'm talking about.
And when Alshon comes off the line, you know, in Palmer House, and the safeties see that, and then they start jumping the tight end routes and the other route because they know he's not going to get the ball.
He's not
even trying hard.
Right.
Folks, it's just sickening. Little means a lot in this game.
This is the real stuff we're telling you. That's what's been going on out there week after week after week, and somebody has to be responsible for it. Is it head coach, actually? Your position coach. He sees you making something, making a big mistake or not running hard. When you come off, he pulls you over to the side and reads the real facts of life to you.
312-981-7200. Take a bunch of calls after 3:30 here. Remember, trust is everything. It's golden for your insurance needs. It's nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Woo!
JeffVuk.com, serving our area for 38 years nationwide, is on your side. JeffVuk.com. Bears lose to the Vikings 38-10. The season is over. The Bears finish 3-13. They'll draft 3 overall in the 2017 NFL draft. Your call's coming up as we're on CLTV until 4, WGN until 6. The final Hamp and OB with Kaz of the year on 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN indeed, and CLTV until 4 o'clock. Bears lose. The season is over as they fall to the Minnesota Vikings 38-10. They actually did beat the Vikings, their second win on the year, a win we will remember forever. 312-981.
It was so long ago, I don't remember it.
Hey, before we get to the calls, which we're going to do in a second, Who Lit It Up? Sponsored by Nika IBEW, Local 134 Chicago, your complete energy solutions provider. Kaz, you want to take Who Lit It Up?
Sure, that's Jordan Howard, who set a rookie record for the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
Rushing yards average. And really, you know, if you think about it, he did it without being recognized until week 4, and it took an injury and then being forced to put him in the game to realize that he had talent. Which
and Kadeem Carey was hurt. They had no choice.
Right.
And he turns into this, you know, spectacular running back for us.
And our OC.
They don't even recognize
him. Loggins says, well, I didn't realize that he was special until week 4. And, you know, here's the crazy part. I thought that's what you're supposed to recognize as a coach in the National Football League. Talent that you don't necessarily see in game action. That's what training camp and everything else is for, Ed.
Preseason.
So he just indicted himself as the worst, outdated, moronic, foolish offensive coordinator in the National Football League. And he should not be coaching in any level.
Well,
how's that? Did I sum that up for you, Dan?
Let me tell you something. You could go from one thing to the next, and you can come up with it. It's just one after the other, week after week after week, and And we're not making this stuff up, folks. You can't make this stuff up.
No, but here, listen. I mean, he didn't play in the opening week against the Texans. He got three carries against the Eagles. He ran for 22 yards. That's 7.3 a carry.
And he showed flashes in the Eagles game.
Right. He got nine carries against the Cowboys for 45 yards. That's 45 a carry. He had a 36-yard run in that game as well. And then he got an opportunity. 23 for 111, 16 for 118, 15 for 34 is one bad game against Jacksonville as far as production. And then he 26 for 153. 50. I mean, it was just, the guy's been consistent,
Mark,
the whole way.
What have I been saying for how many weeks here? We have a severe coaching problem on this team. We got a coach that this kid's been in training camp in the exhibition season, and it takes, what, 3-4 games to find out that this kid can run at this level?
Well, they had
right.
We have a coach that can't figure this out. It's real. What I'm telling you is real.
Yeah, well, they don't work hard enough in practice to identify or create game-like
conditions.
Just small moments of five plays of game-like conditions so you can see what separates players. They don't know how to create that, so therefore you have, and to admit it, you have to be a complete and utter buffoon to admit that you didn't recognize that this kid had talent until week four when you had to play him and then gave him the ball a few times and he went over 100.
312-981-7200. Let's get some calls in here. John in Algonquin's been waiting since the show started. John, welcome to 720 WGN. Go ahead, man.
Happy New Year, guys. I just want to say the good thing about this year is the Bears game season is over. The bad thing is you guys won't be on the radio no more. But I just want to say this coaching staff has to go. I don't know how many games. Yeah, let's just say the 19 guys are really hurt. But how many games we could have won this season if it wasn't for the coaching staff making bad calls? Jordan Howard could have broken the rookie record a couple of weeks ago if he wasn't pulled out of the second half in some games for some ungodly reason. John Fox goes for fourth down on fourth down this week, but how many times when he was on goal line didn't he go on first down when he had Jordan Howard and he pulls him out? It makes no sense. This is ridiculous. I could take any team from the XFL and put them in Bears uniform and they would have played better and cared more. These guys went out in the first half. They looked like they were still hungover from New Year's. They didn't care. That is a reflection of the coaching staff. This is ridiculous. It's got to stop. I love you guys. Have a happy New Year. I'll talk to you later.
Happy New Year, John.
Thanks, John.
312-981-7200. Hamp, any follow-up
well,
on that one?
He's exactly right. And beyond that, and you know, OB's deal is, and he started this about, five, six, 8 weeks ago, saying, well, I understand that Fangio is supposed to be this genius. I don't see it. And even though the stats were misleading in the sense that we were a top 10 defense, we already told you. This is the worst team in modern history of the Chicago Bears. How good could he be if we only win three games? How good could he be the last 3 weeks of the season? We do not have a quarterback sack. We don't hit the quarterback. We don't hurry the quarterback. We basically do nothing. Today, Sam Bradford, they don't have to wash his uniform for next year's opener. We never touched him. And you know what? We only forced one punt all day against a miserable Minnesota Viking team that wanted no part of the game until we basically bent over and said, take it.
The Vikings have been rolled over since about week 10.
Indianapolis went up there and just blew them apart in the first quarter, scored 27 points. A week, 2 weeks ago, last week, the plane runs off the runway in Green Bay, and they play like that, and they get crushed by the Green Bay Packers.
That's great. 312-981-7200. I forgot about the plane off the runway.
What made that so silly too was that it went off the it went
we're
over.
We're glad
it
they everybody
long.
Was healthy, by the way.
But yeah, but it wasn't like there was this crazy disaster potential. I mean, it could have been, but it wasn't. So they just had to get off the
right,
plane.
Right,
It was, you know. Well, I don't get it.
It's super frustrating here. Minnesota, though, that's a brutal year. You were 5-0. You looked like you were in contention, and then you don't even make the playoffs. Pretty pathetic. Let's get to, yes, OB.
Wait, just real quick.
Yeah.
This is what I've been talking about. You could sit here. This stuff, you have four exhibition games, and what? In a passing game, the most important thing is get your timing down, okay? Everybody running hard, get your timing down. In running, get your timing down. Find out what you have on this team. And we couldn't find out that we had Jordan Howard on this football team. Why? because nobody played.
It's accurate.
It's a joke. It's sickening, and it's got
to
stop.
Let's move on to Steve in Fox Lake, who wants the team sold. There's plenty of people who feel that way. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, what I think is, number one, is that you guys, my radio's blue. When you guys come on, it turns red, especially after this season. I totally agree with Eddie Hall because of the fact that they did not practice in preseason. They didn't do anything in preseason.
Nothing.
They just showed up and just walked around. What we need to do is McCaskey needs to sell a team. Now, if he sells a team to the Ricketts and the Wirtz, we'll have the trifecta.
You want the Cubs or the Blackhawks to own the Bears.
The problem is, though, look, the Bears aren't, you know, the McCaskey family are not going to sell anytime soon. And, Steve, we, you know, a lot of people wouldn't disagree with you, but the truth is this is what you're getting.
Steve.
I agree with that 100%. He will not sell because he's making money. He married into the family. And he's not worth anything. As far as I'm concerned, but what we do need, then, if he doesn't sell it, that's fine. Let's hire some people and let's hire some coaches that can sit there and bring the talent to the Bears.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you.
Well, I'm going to tell you what Dan mentioned earlier is of critical importance to the McCaskies. Okay,
fans,
you betcha. What's happened this year? I've seen them before lose, and. You know, towards the end of the season, you'll have some. I have never seen in my life, and I was born and raised in this area, love the Bears, love them every minute. I have never seen when that last game at home last week, I'd never seen a stadium that empty. And at the end of the game, it didn't even look like there were 100 people in that stadium. I never saw anything like that before. And I'm going to tell you something. If they don't get some smart people in here, I'm talking about smart, and holding these coaches and holding these players, their feet to the fire, from day one of training camp, you're going to see next year what you saw this year. You're going to see a big bomb go off.
Let me throw a name out to you, and this is just a pipe dream, and it's not going to happen. He's doing a phenomenal job with the Blackhawks. But imagine, Hamp, if you heard that the Chicago Bears – are doing something with Ted Phillips, whatever it would be, and they're hiring John McDonough, who's going to reassess the entire franchise, who's going to make the hire of who's running the football operations, who's the whole deal. Put somebody like that in charge.
Jay Blunk, I would take. Either one of those two guys would be
a huge, huge boost to the franchise, would it not? I mean, does that make sense?
100%, yes.
Let me jump in on that for a second. I was doing a thing at WTTW several years ago when McDonough went from the Cubs to the Blackhawks.
Right.
Okay? And we were in this, you know, like supposedly like the green room. And first time I ever met the gentleman. And how you doing, John? And then he was right on top of me. He said, "What did you guys do in 63?
No, I mean, this is how he operates. That's why he's the best at it.
Telling you folks, that's the guy. I said, what were we doing in 63? Well, we crushed them. How did you do it? How did you do it?
Right.
And I said, there was a guy by the name of George Allen. He was our defensive coordinator, and he did all the drafting and trades. He was our genius. And everything he told us, if we followed it, it worked out. We totally and completely believed in what he was doing, and he would take... And by the way, he would hold everybody's feet to the fire. But that was but John McDonough, what he wanted was, "Hi, John, what do you do?" "Yeah, nothing." "What did you guys do in 63? What did they do?"
He loves history. He wanted
to know what the hell the Bears did that made them world champs.
Right. Well,
in 63.
Well, you're talking about smart people. You want smart people. Smart people, what do? They ask questions. They learn. They're open. All that.
And here's the thing about John. Look, he was in baseball. He jumped to the Hawks. When he got there and Jay Blunk, they didn't know that much about hockey, but they identified the best people, went out and hired them, put them, empowered them, and gave them the freedom to do their job, and including made a couple of really fan-made decisions that upset the fans with
the first and foremost
and
was
coaches, right?
The first and biggest one was realizing that Dennis Savard may not be the right coach,
right.
And he brought in Quenneville. And everybody went crazy, and guess what? Now we've got three world championships to show for.
Yeah,
well, here's the point.
Stanley Cups.
Somebody in the Ivory Tower.
Because he identified that the team was not headed in the right direction, had to change the coaches.
Right,
Going back to that situation with John McDonough again, I mean, I was stunned when that – but here's a guy that wanted to know and would listen to you if it was football-based, no matter what it was. He wanted to know, how did you guys do it? What was it? How did it happen? What made it work? And he wanted all those – and I gave him everything that I knew.
Right, right. And Jay Blunk, same kind of guy, and he works with John. They're together. You know, there are guys in that organization right now that would serve the Bears – and do a better job than what we've got going on right now.
They've got to get somebody in that ivory tower, somebody in that ivory tower that knows how to get this situation corrected and get it on the right lane, get it on the right avenue to winning the Super Bowl, the world championship.
It starts with football, people.
Because what they have there now, it's not working. It's a mess. There's a couple of people been around here too long and have no business being in those positions. Those are the ones that have to go. They got to bring in some football people or somebody along in lines like a John McDonough that knows how the hell to win.
312-981-7200 with you on CLTV till 4, WGN and WGNRadio.com until 6. This is Hampton will be with Kaz, the final show of the 3-13 worst season in Bears history as far as a 16-game season goes. 720 WGN.
Touchdown, Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Chevy Hampton OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN CLTV till 4. I'm Mark Carmen. It's Hampton OB with Kaz. Welcome in to our... We're putting the Bears to bed, OB. I know you want to thank some people while we're doing it.
You betcha, because all these people are great Bear fans and great supporters of WGN and the Bears. And I'd like to give just a big shout-out to the people from Arlington Heights 4, John and Tony Guido. They're absolutely wonderful people. Orloff Imports, to the Orloff boys and Joe Coletta. To the Mueller Group, Mike Mueller, who's an old dear friend of mine, to Scott, Mark, and Glenn, his three sons, Martin Chevrolet. Todd's a dear friend. He has a big, huge dealership in Crystal Lake, a Chevrolet dealership there. And to the Patrick Auto Dealer Group, okay, that Hanley Dawson family, been friends of mine like forever. And then Rogers Auto Group downtown in Chicago. To Monty Scher and his son John, thank you. And then to Jeff Vukovich, the Vukovich family on Nationwide Insurance. They've been with me like forever. And also Westfield Ford. Sal Katroki, the owner, great dear friend. And then Carm Scarpace, the GM, who basically runs everything. To all you people that have stuck with me over the years and come with me. Have a great and healthy new year, and thanks for hanging with me.
Hey, and a real quick shout-out to all the great Chevy dealers, especially Mike Hillstrom. We love you. Happy New Year, and thanks for being a part of the show.
And absolutely. Speaking of that, let's do the defensive star of the game, which is brought to you by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDrivesChicago.com. We sticking with Jarrell Freeman. We want to throw in a Craven LeBlanc Freeman.
Okay. Yeah, he 10 tackles today. That's enough. You know, the one guy that we didn't thank that has been our right-hand man all year, and you're thinking it's you, Mark Carmen? It's not. It's Dan Hampton, and that's Dan Hampton Jr.
Little Dan.
Little Dan, who's actually Big Dan, and he's the one that actually came up with the picture of John Fox even. So quite creative and is always there and takes care of everything we need. Right, Ed?
Yes, he's not Little Dan. He's Daniel.
Yeah, he's a
and
big.
He's not so little.
Yeah, he's already 6 foot and growing with a size 14 shoe. Yeah,
it is intimidating that he's bigger than me, but I'm trying not to think about that.
Everybody's bigger than you.
well said, Hamp.
Although, but you're tough with that, you know, grade one separation.
You shook off that shoulder separation.
Hey, you guys need to put on your headphones there or listen up, because I'm going to play you an Alshon Jeffrey cut right now that's going to get you super fired up, OB, for 2017. Alshon Jeffrey in the locker room after the football game. He's looking towards the future.
Do you think this team has enough, if you were here next year, to be a contender?
I guarantee you we'll win the Super Bowl next year. We had a lot of injuries. I don't think no team in the league had a lot of injuries. as much injuries as us.
Thank you, Alshon.
He just said that they're going to win the Super Bowl next year, and there wasn't even a follow-up question. I think all the reporters just fainted.
Well, no, they just looked at him like, you know, Alshon, clearly you don't read the newspaper or pay attention, because in the National Football League, a lot of teams have a lot of injuries and players that are in and out, and, you know, but most of the teams don't self-inflict themselves by being suspended for things that have nothing to do with football.
He legit made every reporter faint there. You're supposed to have a follow-up question. They were not expecting that, and there was nothing. That's why you got to. That's why when you're a reporter,
it's awesome though, because nobody said it. It was drop the mic. Everybody exited.
That's just tip. You got to be prepared to listen when they say something like that. You just got to. Did you just say that you're going to win the Super Bowl next year? Do you realize you just won three games? That's cool, man. I appreciate that optimism. That's what I would have gone with.
The worst record in the history of your organization, which is one of the founding teams in the National Football League. But you're right. Why not Super Bowl?
Hey, set your goals big. It's New Year's Day. It's time for resolutions, huh? They're going to win. Hamp, they're going to win Super Bowl next year.
All he had to do was look across the field today. The Minnesota Vikings lost their starting quarterback and their three-time offensive player of the year. Both offensive tackles lost a guard early in the game today, and they beat our brains out. And he wants to keep hiding behind the injuries.
God willing, when we're all sitting here next year on New Year's Day getting ready for the playoffs, I'm going to bring up that quote.
Well, I mean, that would be wonderful.
Wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. It'd be wonderful. But I'm going to tell you,
He doesn't want to work hard, though, to get there. It takes hard work to get there, Ed, right?
Glenn, he's not the only one.
Right.
He's not the only one on this football team, and nobody holds him accountable. Nobody on this coaching staff. Nobody. These guys do whatever the hell they want to do.
They got, it's sickening to see other people squirt water into their mouth. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Pick up the bottle and do it yourself.
When did that happen?
Wait a minute.
And I see it around the whole league.
You just stole my thunder. He stole my thunder.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. No player can grab a water bottle anymore.
Yeah. Did you folks just see the sidelines? These are grown men, okay?
Can we get Big Dan to do that for us?
On the Bears staff, wherever these kids are, walking around with these water bottles.
That's good.
The guys never touch it, and they're squirting water into their mouths through their face mask.
Yeah, they open up their mouth and they just fire it in. I mean, if we could get Big Dan over here to do that for us, it'd be easier for us.
Maybe that would be. I couldn't. If a guy came up and did that to me, I'd shove that thing right back in his face.
I mean, it reminds me of
what do you get? Get out of here. What are you sticking a bottle in my face for?
Are you changing my diaper next? I mean, what's next?
The whole thing. It's sickening.
That's classic. All right, quick timeout. Nobody squirting any bottle anymore.
You can't make this stuff up, folks.
Stay online. We'll get to you in the next hour.
720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN. Great to be with you one more time here, even though it was not the season we wanted, but we're building a bridge to a better 2017. I can just feel the optimism oozing in the studio.
Well, listen, when Alshon, who almost played, 10 games this year, maybe, and didn't go hard on every play in the 10 games he played, predict Super Bowl next year? Hey, how can you not be optimistic?
It's time to buy tickets.
Anything is possible. Hey, it's time now for Who Brought It Today. That's sponsored by your Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois card. You know what to bring through it all. Hampo, who brought it?
Well, it's got to be Jordan Howard. Congratulations to him. Despite the madness and chaos of this football team, he was able to accomplish something that's pretty special. The all-time rushing title for rookies for the Chicago Bears.
Congrats to Jordan Howard. Seems to win every single award. We're going to get to John Fox, if Hamp allows me to, in a minute.
No.
Break your arm.
Let's get to calls.
All right, full arm breaking. Calvin in Hyde Park, who's been our caller of the year, joining us now on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Calvin.
Yes, thanks a lot. Roses are red, violets are pink, flowers smell good, but the Chicago Bears really stink. It's a shame the way they play. They just came up right away. Them guys on the offensive line, Charles Little Jr., that guy sitting a couple Green Bay. These guys can't block nobody in a phone booth, guys. And the bottom line is this, too. Our GM, Ryan Pace, this young man better get on the stick and get on the ball. Because the thing he did, he got Leonard sitting out with a concussion. I mean, you got 19 people on IR. Now, this is a mess already started from the last regime we had before that. You're not going to get nobody to come out there and eat a $12 or $15 sandwich, man, with this kind of mess that's going on today. I just don't get it. You know, I really don't get it being a Chicago Bears fan. I've been one all my life as a little kid from Arkansas. But, hey, let's put it this way. If they don't do something quick, like Ham said, you'll mess around and you'll see Virginia McCaskey out there with a rag jumping off the seats. Guys, thanks for taking my call.
All right, hey, Calvin, do we give you a book? Did you get a Doug before?
Yeah, and I'm enjoying that book, too, guys. Thanks so much.
All right. You the man, Calvin. Appreciate you. Happy New Year.
You too. Take care.
So we've got books to give away is what I'm trying to say. Doug Buffone, Monster of the Midway, My 50 Years with the Chicago Bears. The foreword is written by Dan Hampton. It's as told to Chet Kopic. We've got copies for it. So any great callers, OB's going to make the decision. He'll just say, hey, I love you. You're going to get this book. We'll send it out to you. Does that sound about right, OB?
Dan Hampton, who wrote the foreword.
Yep.
It's signed by him, and it's signed by Chet Kopic, who, along with Doug, wrote the book. And that's I'm signed it also.
Yes, you signed it also, OB. They wanted your signature too. You know that.
Thank you. And it's a fun read. It's a good read. And so hopefully we'll get these three books out to you, Colin.
Let me ask you, fans, too. Here's a quick question, and you know we already know our answer to this. And as we get to you, callers, the Bears took out a full page ad today in the Chicago Tribune, thanking the fans.
Thank
for
you,
their 2000s, passion.
For the from the entire Bears team. Thank you for your passion.
Well, and they signed their names to it. Now, is that going to help you want to buy season tickets next year, or is it going to take more like what Calvin is saying? Hey, show me something, change something, because I'm not buying this garbage anymore.
Well, hold it, Glenn. I can tell you right now, I'm looking at that paper. And this whole is thank you with Big Bears head 1916 season. From the entire Bears team, thank you for your passion. Well, you're welcome. But, folks, before we do anything, we should send them to a penmanship class. The only two names that I can read are John Fox and Kyle Long.
Right.
The rest of these names, I defy anybody. Defy anybody to tell me who these people are.
Give Sam Acho 49 credit. He's right in the middle there. That one you got.
Yeah, he signed his number. I mean, you could see the numbers, but the Arnold Palmer, and you know, bless his heart,
one of the great
sportsmen, Dan, right? The one thing that he would stress all the time was sign your name so people could read it. Correct?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, so there is something to be said about that, Ed.
And it's the little things mean something, and you can just see by this page. It's ludicrous. They're thanking the fans.
And you don't know who the hell they are.
For the passion?
Keeping one eye on the TV while they're running to the bathroom to throw up.
I mean, how about you guys show some passion, and you wouldn't have to thank the fans. But let's get to the call.
You know what's a good one is Kyle Fuller. He just goes with the KF and then 23. He doesn't even want to.
Well, I mean, again, who cares? That's his whole career. It's going to be two letters and see you later.
Kyle Fuller's left side OB above the T, and thank you.
Okay, Mark, you do know, right?
Oh, I see that.
Mark, I'm going to let you in on the secret of the day. We're on radio, so let's get back to the
OB
phone calls.
Asked me where it was, and I told him. I was helping out OB.
I got you, but you're mentioning signatures right now, and nobody else can see it, okay? Well, okay, so
just,
let's move on.
I was just trying to
let's
help.
Let's take a full page out. The three of us will fight any of the three coaches that will show up.
Yes.
I'll take
it.
Fox.
All of them, but they got to bring Fox with them.
The Hampton OB Show is sponsored right now by Martin Nissan, sponsored by Parent Petroleum, 312-981-7200. Mike in South Holland has been waiting the longest, so you are up next there, Mike. This is a meritocracy on Hampton OB on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike in South Holland. Yeah, the Bears haven't had a winning season since they got rid of Lovie Smith. They said they wanted to go in a different direction. They wanted to win one for the old lady before she passed away. Well, they might as well get their suits ready because it ain't going to happen. Mike Ditka's son got a chance of winning the Powerball before they win the Super Bowl. They need to go back and find Mike Ditka or Lovie Smith and turn that team around. That's my comment. Bye.
All right, Mike. I mean, they know where Lovey is. He's down at the University
struggling
of Illinois.
Right now, the University of Illinois, and he's got his hands full down there, Ed, as one of the great Hall of Fame alumni at Illinois, or should be in the Hall of Fame if you're not. But I believe you are, right, down there. But either way, point is, he's got his hands full there, and to turn that program around, it's going to take all of Lovey's attention. They need somebody, really, when it's all said and done. They need a coach that understands what it means to be a Chicago Bear in this city. And if you don't understand it, you can't coach this team, which is one of the original franchises.
I mean, bottom line, the last time they won a playoff game, you got to go back to 2010 when they beat the Seahawks under Lovey and on an 11-5
football
team. I get
what he's saying, but look, it's that's not going to happen.
No, of course not.
You've got to identify a player a coach that has some ties to Chicago and the Bears, because it is a different organization and it's a great city, but you got to understand the city.
312-981-7200. That is the phone number here at 720 WGN. Greg in Brookfield, welcome to Hamp and OB with Kaz. Go ahead, man.
Hey, guys. Two things about the coaching staff. Number one, it seems that the coaches and the coordinators, they might be able to manage, but I don't see any coaching. I don't see any improvement in the players from preseason to regular season to, God help me for even saying it, postseason, if that would ever happen. I don't see any improvement. So I don't see any coaching from the coaches. The second thing is, OB, you might be able to help me out with this because of all your contacts. What could we do to maybe get some sort of trade between Fox and all of his coaches for, say, like the Dr. Pepper vendor guy? You think that's possible?
Because he invented the college playoff game, for crying out loud,
Greg,
right?
Absolutely.
Greg,
He's got passion. See, he has passion.
And Colonel Sanders can coach the defense.
Yes, because he's really good with that tan of his.
Greg, I got to tell you this.
The kind of out-of-the-box thinking that we need.
I like your out-of-the-box thinking.
The family-sized box.
And your passion and
you want to give Greg a book?
Oh, for that?
Yes,
are you kidding
absolutely.
Me?
All right.
And General Mustard will be our speech giver,
Greg,
before every game, right?
Congratulations. Hey, Greg, I'm a former vendor, so I know that Dr. Pepper guy. I can put you in touch with a Lloyd Rutsky if you want me to. Doug Buffone, Monster of the Midway, my 50 years with the Chicago Bears, as told to Chet Kopic, the four by Dan Hampton.
Are you trying to be a little mini David Kaplan right now by saying you were a vendor also?
Don't compare
me. Is that
me.
What we're seeing don't, right now, Dan? Is this little mini capper right here?
It's creeping in.
Cap did it for a year or two. I was a borderline lifer. I get way more credence, buddy.
Lifer?
Borderline.
Oh, wow.
I know.
You know, with that shoulder, I'm not going to mess with
it. It's the only profession that I reached the pinnacle in, Kaz.
You were the man.
I rose from cotton candy all the way to Budweiser. The pinnacle, pal.
Get your Budweiser here.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you.
Greg, wait,
yep, thank you guys. Appreciate the show.
His address?
He's going to talk to Rick Geezer, and he'll get the address.
Oh,
the producer right. does.
Yes, okay. Rick,
don't you worry,
we'll put
OB.
Him on hold, and we'll get that right. Address.
OB, you're working with radio veterans here. We know what we're doing. You don't have to worry about such things.
I know Mark looks
tell
like
you
a
what,
rookie.
Mark, that brings tears to my eyes. Does it? Really does.
Doesn't
after
it?
Watching this organization, we worry about everything.
that could be the traumatic PTSD from watching the Bears, is that you're worried that we don't even know how to pick up someone's call around here and get their address.
We're scared about everything moving forward because we trust nobody anymore. You know, the best line I heard, though, and it came from Mark Carmen, and it's
God bless
me to
you,
say guys. This. You know, you said it best. John McDonough, a Jay Blunk, guys like that.
You need
are
a
the
feel
kind of guys
someone
that could probably turn this organization around.
Let's okay, we'll get some more calls here coming right back. 312-981-7200. Wayne, I know you've been waiting forever. You're first up coming back here. Reminder, weeknights on WGN-TV. It's Politically Incorrect in prime time. You can watch an hour of Two and a Half Men, followed by an hour of Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. That's weeknights, 7 to 9 on WGN-TV. Yes, OB?
Well, I just want to say right now that Dan and I and our families went out with a very, very dear friend of ours, who just happens to own Parent Petroleum, and he advertises on the show. And Pete took us out to dinner at his brother's restaurant, and he and his wife, they're just quality people. We love them, and all the best to him, too.
Was that the dinner that you forgot to tip?
No, that's not the. Yes, as a matter of fact, yes, it was. Yes, it was. That was the dinner I forgot to tip. Pete Mancini picked up the dinner. I forgot to tip, and Dan did tip, and he took care of him very, very graciously.
We had your back, OB.
Hey, wait a minute. I just got a letter from you in the mail.
Take off running because he'll get you.
He's coming at you.
Part of that letter?
I'm in trouble.
Half the bill or what?
I apologize for bringing that up. I don't know where that came from, OB. 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN. Bears fall to the Minnesota Vikings 38-10 as we try to figure out in some way, shape, or form what happened this season, although I think we pretty much have that figured out by now. 312-981-7200. Hamp and OB with Kaz, brought to you by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Let's get back to your calls. I appreciate your patience. Wayne in Country Club Hills wants to talk John Fox. Hamp, this could ring true with you especially. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yes, how you doing? Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year, Wayne.
Dan, I hope you say what you said now on your show, on your TV show tonight on Channel 5. I am a 57-year Bear fan. I totally disagree with the hiring of Pace and John Fox. For all those years, I've been a passionate Bear fan. For the last 2 years, I have had no passion at all for the Bear fan because I feared they're going to be still. I had no trust of them at all. I think it was a bad hire, and I figured it was going to come out flat, and it has come out flat. So I agree with you guys 100%. Dan, I hope you say that on your TV show tonight. John McDonough or somebody should come in and take over this franchise. This franchise needs help, and we as Bear fans are passionate. We're waiting for something to happen. We're tired of watching TV and reading the newspaper about other teams having success, and we have to sit back year after year after year and watch this crap. It's not fair to us. I don't care about a newspaper ad. That's not going to turn me over. I want to see some changes in this team. I have suggestions that they should have hired Chris Ballard from Kansas City and bring back Dave Tobe as a head coach or somebody like that who knows Chicago, who will bring back the passion in Chicago for Chicago fans.
All right, here, wait.
You know, Tobe is an interesting guy, actually. I wouldn't disagree with it, a special teams guy.
And thank you, sir. And you know what? Tune in 10 o'clock tonight on Fox. You're exactly right that these things have to be said, and they have to be made public about the discord that not only the official observers like we are, you know, ex-players that are, you know, in position to talk on radio or television, but the fans have no voice, and it's almost like in an arrogant way, your voice doesn't count, and it has to, and it will, if we all continue to rally around the fact that we deserve better. We will not accept this. And for Fox, you know, to basically, you know, he has revolutionized losing. And with every loss, he continues to say, oh, well, but we're headed in the right direction. And in the future, it's going to be better. We're closer. We're this. We're not. Two calls back, the gentleman made the point that I make almost on a weekly basis on Fox, which is the team better today than it was in the opener against the Houston Texans? No, it's not. It's a more undisciplined, unorganized, undisciplined group that does not give us any redeeming values that we can say, hey, even though it was a hard fought game, we lost. Okay. No, we went out there today and we dribbled down our leg onto the field against a crummy Viking team last week. The Redskins, coming off of a Monday night beatdown, was traveling on short week. They come in here and take us apart at the seams. And you know what? Fox, almost with like an autonomy that, oh, it doesn't affect him. I'm sick of it. I will not tolerate it, and you're right. It needs to be said, and again, we're screaming from the balcony here, saying stop it. And you know what? Hopefully, George McKeskey will realize you're on a precipice. You're about to lose the best fan base in all of professional sports. And you know what? Don't try us. Because I'm not kidding you. A lot of people are like, I don't give a damn. And that's the worst thing that could happen.
Yep. 3-1. Right. Amen.
3-1.
That fire has started to burn this year. And I mentioned earlier, I couldn't believe that home game last week. Wow. Never saw that at the opening of a game. And never saw it like that at the end of the game, a home game here. And to see those many people not in the stands. And as a matter of fact, going from week to week because I'm out everywhere and listening to people. What you just mentioned, Dan, they're starting to not give a damn. I don't care. I don't care. The Cubs came back, the Blackhawks, and they got to do some serious thinking. And where it's got to start at the top, folks.
Okay.
The McCaskies aren't going to sell, Dan. They got to get rid of the people, the one or two people that are up there, because they don't know one thing about the world of professional football.
And that is exactly why we're in this predicament. Remember, Ernie Arcozy came in. He gave the green light to hiring Ryan Pace. And then, in cronyism, he brought his old buddy John Fox from his old New York Giant days from 30 years ago after Fox got run out of Denver. And they thought, oh, well, yeah, he'll reestablish a professional organization here after the nightmare of Trestman and Emery. But whoever you bring in, it can't be tied to cronies. They got to find the next best young coach. I love Mike McCoy. He's supposed to be out in San Diego.
Yes.
I think he would be fantastic here. But we'll find out what they want to do.
Chargers are playing their last game perhaps ever in San Diego today.
Yeah, I mean, look, McCoy would be a good hire because he is a quality coach.
Just quickly, before we go right to the break here, let's get down to the basics here. Drafting. You build your team through drafts. Very seldom in the open market do you get lucky. Sometimes it's a far in between. You go out in the free agency market, you bring someone in, all of a sudden they can't play dead. But I can tell you this, they better start taking a long, hard look at what we need on both sides of the ball, and they have to start making some smart, good decisions. And I don't know if we have the people in this organization right now to do it.
Adam Hogue's up.
We don't, clearly. We don't, Ed. It's clear, and you could go over the last 2 years of drafts. It screams horrific.
I'll tell you who we're going to draft right now, guys. We got the third pick, Cam Robinson, the huge left tackle for the Alabama Crimson Tide. He would be a great place to start.
Yes.
Put him at left tackle, and now we can start building.
They better draft all offense. All offense.
We'll talk about that draft coming up here. Also,
and when you come back, I want to talk about our first two draft choices this past season.
All right, Adam Hogue's
drafted up. Two people we never should have drafted.
Adam Hogue's up in Minneapolis, too. He'll be with us for the final locker room report of the year. Bears fall 38-10, season's over, 3-13. It's in the books. They'll draft three overall.
Worst in the history of the Chicago Bears.
That's correct.
3-13. 720. Add that into it.
720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, indeed. It is over. The final road trip for one Adam Hogue, who is not scaling the walls in Minneapolis. We'll get to that in a second. Adam Hogue, Locker Report, sponsored by CJ Wilson Mazda, online at ZoomZoomNation.com. And the injury report brought to you by the Rogers Auto Group and the New South Loop. I guess we could start there, Adam, as far as the injuries are concerned. Anything that we should focus on going into the off season after today?
Well, just from injuries today, no. I mean, today was just Jonathan Banks had an ankle, Jonathan Anderson had a hamstring, and Craven LeBlanc, I guess, had a minor knee injury at the end of the game. But come on, if these guys, maybe LeBlanc is a guy you keep an eye on for next year, but if those other guys are part of this thing, then the Bears roster hasn't really gotten any better. And that's really what the focus should be on now, is who's still around, and then who are they going to add, because they have a ton of work to do.
Adam Hogue up in Minneapolis. Let's start right there then. Who is going to be playing cornerback for the Chicago Bears next year, if you had to guess right now? That's on the roster right now, if anyone.
On the roster right now. I think the favorite would still be Cutler, to be honest. I don't know that I mean, the last 2 weeks for Matt Barkley have been atrocious. I mean, gone from maybe a guy you keep around as a backup to maybe you don't bring him back at all. I still think he's probably in the mix. I don't think he's a starter. So if your question is who's most likely to be starting next year, I think the answer is Cutler. Some of these other guys might still be around. I don't know about Hoyer. Did he show enough that they want to give him another $3-4 million to keep him around? I that's tough for me. I mean, you got to be, to me, you got to be looking outside the organization.
So Adam, are you then you're filling that pretty much John Fox, Ryan Pace, it's business as usual and will continue to spiral out of control?
Well, I mean, hopefully the last part of that statement isn't true, but I don't think there's going to be any major changes there. I really don't.
They're spiraling out of control. Because how does this get better? Don't give me the garbage about the 19 guys on injured reserve, because that was fictional and created by the organization. Name three guys were even relevant that are on IR that would have helped this team. Four tops. So how does this get better?
Well, I think you point to a pretty solid 2016 draft class by Ryan Pace, the best draft class this organization has seen in a long time.
Well, okay, listen, which one starts
Jordan Howard was the second best rookie running back in the entire league. Cody Whitehair looks like a stud on the offensive line.
What planet are you from, Adam? Are you kidding? There's nobody in this studio that thinks Whitehair is a stud, number one. You're right. Howard is the one guy that would start on anybody else's team. None of the other draft class starts on anybody else's team. Nobody. But you're building up this big fanfare for 2017. This is the problem. Until we in the media stop being morons and saying things that are ridiculous, it's going to continue to just fester and be stupid. Anybody want to add in on that?
That's the best draft class this organization has had in a long time. Now, that also speaks to the horrible drafting of this organization for a long time. But that is true. It's not a moronic statement. It's absolutely what's going on. Now, if you want to have a conversation about John Fox and this coaching staff and the failures of this team to only get three victories, I'm all for that. I mean, I think that's completely fair. But I would think that to get rid of Ryan Pace now would not be a wise decision. I think that just sets the franchise back even farther and probably makes it 5 years before you're irrelevant.
Who are the guys from the previous class that were impactful this year? Because he's had two of them now.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I mean, do you guys like Eddie Goldman? Because I do, but he can't stay healthy. So that's fair. I mean, if you want to point to those guys and say they're not healthy, I'm not a fan of Adrian Amos. I don't think that he's been very impactful. Langford went backwards this year. There's no question. So, yeah, the previous one is not looking that great. I agree with you. I think if Goldman can stay healthy, he is a Pro Bowl-type talent. But that's a big if.
And then, you know, you talk about White. You know, he hasn't ever shown. Yeah. Leonard, he you know, in brief moments, he's shown the ability to come off the edge, but he's too small and he's not strong enough. And so
his body is not going to last either.
So and Jordan Howard is who we're hanging our hat on, Whitehair.
And let me just also say this. And let's talk about Eddie Goldman. Okay, here's a kid that does have upside, but they have coddled and allowed him to try to play at 335 pounds when he should be at 290. Obviously, when you keep getting ankle injuries, your body is not – you're not built to carry that weight. And it's just a matter of time till the next injury occurs. Same thing with Leonard Floyd. You know, hey, he's an athlete and he's shown flashes. But anytime you expect him to play 50 downs a game – 10 games in a row, he can't do it. He will not be able to withstand the violent punishment that he would have to absorb.
Now let's talk about Cody Whitehair.
This week, OB, who has basically said, hey, he's a nice kid, but he should have never been thrust into the starting center position. All that being said, the offensive line coach, Magazu, or whatever his name is, he needs to get a better name. He basically came out this week and said he's made progress, but he may not be a center. In other words, they drafted this kid, put him in a position, and they almost expected him to fail because now, after 15 weeks going into this week, he obviously hasn't shown the ability to go ahead and command his position. He didn't say he said he may not be a center. So what we're seeing is the evaluation process of all these different players. And you're right, there are some finds in this year's draft. And I like Ryan Pace, and I'm not wanting to throw him out with the bathwater.
And neither am I, but don't sell us on this garbage that it's improving, because it's garbage.
Playing on a 3-13 team is no accomplishment, period.
Well, I don't think it's improving. I mean, you lost more games this year than you did last year. But, John Fox says he likes the depth more than he did this time last year. I think if you throw in the guys on IR, then maybe that's true. I do think the depth will look better when we get to Bourbonnais in July than it did this past year. Because you were staring at that depth chart in July, and you were going, all right, if this guy gets hurt and this guy gets hurt and this guy gets hurt, well, they're screwed. And that's kind of what happened. So now that's on them to find those guys. I mean, the depth chart has to get a lot better. They have to have another good draft class, probably even better, because you guys are bringing up fair concerns. And you guys know this, GM, the most important thing they have to do is hit on their first-round picks. And so far, I think both of Ryan Pace's first-round picks are question marks, especially the first one, and Kevin White, because who knows if that leg's ever going to be okay.
Yeah, he's a bust. I mean, Adam, we just got to call it what it is. He hasn't played in 2 years. That's not Ryan Pace's fault, but he's a bust because he can't play. And Leonard is proving that he can't play in year one. So, okay, not quite a bust, but not good. So far, his pace, no pun intended, hasn't been good.
Well,
it just hasn't. It's just what it is. Let's be honest about it.
You're going to have the number three pick, guys. That guy has to come in training camp and look like he can start right away. I don't want to see this.
Left tackle.
Oh, he needs to eat better. He needs to put on weight. He might not be ready for week one. Because that's what we saw this year with Leonard Floyd. And clearly, he wasn't tough enough to get through an NFL season, which surprises none of us. So that guy, whoever it is, whether it's a quarterback, whether it's, I don't know, offensive line, defensive line, whatever it is, that guy better be able to play week one and be an impactful player, because number three overall is a pick you can't miss on.
Right. Adam, let me say this. With Pace last year, those first two picks he made, we did not need those people. We didn't need them. We needed more help. We needed a tight end. We did. Bennett left. He went to New England. We didn't have a tight end.
You're talking about this year's draft picks,
right?
Right?
Okay. Yes. Excuse me. And we needed a tight end. And as much as we needed a tight end this year, we needed strong, weak safeties. We needed a cornerback. We got little help in free agency on the offensive line with Massey coming in from the Cardinals. But those first two draft choices, they were wrong. We didn't need those people. We had Young. We had McPhee. We had Hicks. We had people that can make a difference in the defensive line. Offensively, we drafted a kid that played tackle in college. They brought him in to play guard. And I thought, what are you drafting this kid for? And because we have Slauson here. Then they get rid of Slauson. And 3 days before the opener, they take this kid Whitehair and start him at center. Not against that kid. They put him in a poor position. And these are two people that never should have been drafted here to begin with. We needed help at other places. Safeties you got to have. Shut down corners you got to have. And in today's passing game in the offense, the main target on every team, 9 times out of 10, is the tight end. We didn't even have one. We didn't have one. That's who we should have targeted this past season.
Zach Miller was good, but he also has injury problems.
He's always hurt. But,
right, and you're right. Yeah. And so you still need it. You always need two tight ends, so you're right. You didn't even really have one you could count on, and that's your point.
There were other places to go, and again, that poor kid, Whitehair, they stick him in the center. My God, 3 days before the starter, a position basically he's never playing.
But at best, he's average right now. I mean, at best, and it drives me nuts, and I'm sorry, Adam, I didn't mean to jump you on this, but you're the messenger, basically. You got shot after watching this thing for 18 weeks of
wanting to lose
your mind.
It's being smart drafting.
What'd you say?
I said, that's what I'm here for. I'm okay with that role.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, it was so frustrating because, look, I like the kid, but he's You know, everybody, I hear it across the board. Oh, he's had a great year. He's a Pro Bowler. No, no, he got jacked up a couple of times, pushed right back into Barkley two or three times, Ed, that we watched today, where he just got shoved in. And yeah, the guy didn't make the tackle, but the or the sack, but the end coming off the edge made the sack because he couldn't step up.
But that's not his fault. That kid was put in a real bad position.
But Ed, my point is, he's not a stud that is playing center. He might be a good player, but he's not that. You're not building your franchise around white hair.
The problem is drafting.
Right.
It's drafting. We had two draft choices at the top and the second round draft, and we didn't address our weaknesses.
Yep.
And that was the problem. And this is what you've seen throughout the whole season. We didn't address our weaknesses.
What, Adam, before you go, when will the decision on Cutler be made? What's the date on that? Most likely, by when?
In my opinion, it doesn't need to be rushed at all. So there's no deadlines with his contract anymore. There's no, like, oh, March 15th, $10 million kick in again, like there was last year. So, you know, they can go to the new league year and hit free agency and see who's available, hit the draft, see who they get or don't get. The deadline really is when the 53 gets decided in early September, because that's when a $2.5 million roster bonus kicks in. So if you're going to get rid of him, then you're going to do it before that. But I don't see any need to rush this thing. Look at what's out there first. And also evaluate what his trade market is. And in addition to that, remember, he's coming off a torn labrum. And so that's going to be a big question mark for any teams out there that are even going to think about trading for him.
Adam, great stuff all season long. We'll read you at WGNRadio.com. And look forward to your in-depth draft analysis coming up as the Bears picking number 3 overall. Thanks, Hoagie.
All right, guys. Happy New Year. Love you guys. It was another fun season, and hopefully we're all doing this again next year and talking about more victories.
Absolutely.
Adam, you did a great job week after week. Thanks for calling in, and you have a happy and healthy 17.
All right. See you, boys.
Adam Hoag up in Minneapolis as the Bears travel with Hoag for the first time, or the last time all season long. I don't know what I'm saying. Hoag is coming home, and he'll be home. Kaz, you settle down. 7:20.
Oh, it's not. I'm not. Look, it wears on me because I've got to listen to the ridiculousness. It's like every guy lines up and they give him a little glass of dumb juice and say, "Take a sip and say what we tell you to say." And it's time for people to start thinking on their own. Your eyes don't lie to you. If they stink, they stink. Don't say because some guy told me he's having a great year that he's having a great year, because that's a lie and that's foolish.
We will take a bunch of calls coming up right now.
We got are we taking them now, or are we going to a break?
Quick,
what are we doing?
Quick break, and then we're coming back. We got two more books.
Hang in there, callers.
Yeah, Doug Buffone, Monster of the Midway. Best callers, you're getting a book. 312-981.
Kaz needs one.
I think I get the book, don't I?
You're in there. You're in competition for sure. 312-981-7200 at 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
WGN 457. Let's do.
Done yet either.
No, he is not done yet. Whatsoever. You want to, Kazi?
No, I'm good. I just look. Fans have had enough, and it's time that, you know, we've always prided ourselves. Ed, Dan, and I, we tell the truth, and in our eyes, they may be getting old, and we may not see things like these modern, cutting-edge people do, but the game of football hasn't changed, and it'll always be the same. And that's what makes it great, and I think that's why everybody loves it so much, because if you played it, Ed, you know the game. I don't care what level. You have an understanding of what it takes. So our eyes don't lie to us, and the fans see it too. And it's time that the media quits drinking that stupid juice and starts telling the truth.
Well, I think what we should do,
yes, Ed,
is get to the people that are calling in, and what they say is as good as anybody.
All right, real quick, Matt in the car, you've been waiting for an hour. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello, Mr. Harmon. I'm just glad to speak to you again after 12 hours today. I'm the Uber driver from this morning.
Okay. Good good afternoon, Matt.
Yes, so I'm calling. to say the following. Just fire the whole, wipe them all out except for Alshon, just because whatever he's smoking has got to be fantastic if he thinks he's going to the Super Bowl. Besides that, our passing game is terrible. Our defensive game is terrible. Wipe them all out. Bring on new blood. I don't care if they're rookies. I don't care if they literally just signed with the NFL. Or hell, I could play better football than these guys. And if you guys knew me, it's like looking at a white version of Steve Urkel. And I could play better football than these guys. Anyway, y'all have a great 2017. Thank you for this every Sunday. And, Mr. Harmon, I'll probably end up speaking to you four more times this week.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you.
Matt, let me tell you something. You know, we're talking about the coaches holding the players accountable. Ownership and the GM, the manager's office, has to hold these coaches accountable. When you see somebody, when you see a team reporting and going through their there and doing nothing, when you see them go to the exhibition season of four games to get ready to play, and they're not playing the players, they're not playing them, they're not getting ready for the season. That's why you have four exhibition games. Ownership and management, and I'm talking about Pace, they have to hold the head coach, the offensive defensive coordinators, and the position coaches, they have to hold their feet to the fire, just as should they should to the players. And nobody's doing it. They let people, coaches, run around, do whatever the hell they want, and you see, and what you see, just watch the players run the defense or run pass routes. Just watch them quarter after quarter, game after game. You're telling me we're looking at the New England Patriots, we're looking at the Green Bay Packers, we're looking at a bunch of losers here that nobody holds anybody, Matt, anybody accountable. That's the main problem. There's no accountability in this organization, period.
312-981-7200. We do have to take a quick break, get you your 5 o'clock news with you for one more hour on 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, Hamp and OB with Kaz, brought to you by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com, our final hour. One thing we haven't mentioned today that we should have, Tracy Porter, Bears cornerback, who was, by the way, very solid last year. This year, not so much, has been banged up and has fought through it, but not nearly the same player that he was. He was supposed to start today, but he didn't because he overslept and was late to the old stadium.
Yeah.
You guys ever oversleep for a game?
Are you kidding me?
No. How could you? It's preposterous. He even
overslept.
In today's world,
you hear
with
me?
Phones and operators that will wake you up. Are you kidding?
Mark, and our listeners out there, this is what I've been talking about. Nobody holds anybody's feet to the fire. Obviously, the players don't respect the coaches, and the coaches don't even know how to coach.
So let's say you're John Fox OB. And you got to play like Tracy Porter. He overslept today. What would you do with him?
He wouldn't see the field, and I'd fine him the max.
Well, I most certainly wouldn't even let him dress, truthfully.
He played. He was out there in a game that didn't matter.
You're asking me, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
He did that. He's not going to play. And whatever the fines that are, that whatever, how much you can fine somebody, you fine them and you make it public.
Hampo?
Same. I mean, the whole thing is it's a symptom of this Fox fever we've got. Everything is being destroyed right in front of our eyes.
Nobody in this coaching staff or in this front office, folks, holds anybody accountable.
Do we have time for a real quick story? See, folks, what we're talking about is in holding people accountable. The defensive line coach is held accountable for the defensive line's performance. They play bad, he gets reamed, so he gets on us. Well, the defensive coordinator is responsible for the coordinate of the defense. The head coach is responsible for the team. The general manager holds the head coach, and so forth up the ladder. Well, unfortunately, John Fox has leapfrogged Ryan Pace because Pace is only 39, 40 years old, and he's asserted himself and usurped the authority, and that's why the whole damn thing stinks now because he's at the helm. But the one thing is, I'll never forget, my first year with Dick as a head coach, it was about the third, fourth week of the year, and we're out at a watering hole one night, and Dick had come in, and he was having some pops with us. And I'll never forget, I'm sitting across the table from Mike Hartenstein and Fincic and McMichael, and Dick has had a couple, and he starts telling us who he's getting rid of. And I'm talking about guys starting and playing. And he's telling, I can't wait to get rid of this guy and that guy. You talking about somebody that would hold you accountable?
There he is.
Hey, and you don't think we told everybody? This guy's nuts. He can't wait to get rid of. So, hey, you think we were oversleeping? You think we were late, you know, to practice? You think we weren't coming off the rock? Hey, we knew we were on shaky ground every second.
312-981-7200.
I don't even know how that's possible. He could oversleep on an away game.
Obviously, he doesn't care enough to worry about oversleeping.
Or whoever his roommate is.
Yeah, there's no accountability.
He doesn't give a diddly damn either.
Right? It's insane.
The whole thing, it's sickening.
Let's get a couple calls in here. We all set our alarm today and got up and made it to the show. Congratulations. Arden in Racine. Want to talk about Ted Phillips. Go ahead, Arden.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've been a Bear fan since 1950s, early 50s. I'm sick and tired of listening to the Packers beat on the Bears. Let's get some wins. Where does Ted Phillips fit into this equation? And then here's another thought. Where's Abe Gibron? He led the league and deleted expletives and dirty play and penalties. Bring him back.
We'd have to swing by Forest Lawn to get Abe.
Yeah, well, you got to reach into the hereafter somewhere to pull him back. And what we're telling you, I mean, what Glenn is telling you, Dan's telling you, and I'm telling you, I mean, it's right on. It's right in front of you, folks. I mean, you can't dance around this.
312-981-7200. Let's get the drive of the game. It's sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Click patrickcars.com. Hampo.
Well, since our defense was only able to force the Vikings to punt to us one time, the touchdown came on that punt. We got the ball. We put together a magical 17-play, 105-yard drive. How is that possible? Well, we had 20 yards in penalties we overcame. But it was a touchdown scored by the Wildcat on a reverse throwback to the quarterback, Matt Barkley, in the right corner of the end zone.
Beautiful throw by Cam Meredith.
Who was the quarterback in college?
Yeah, that was. Were they saving that one all year? Would have been nice in perhaps the Packers game. I was thinking.
When they could have taken the lead at least and forced Rodgers to score a touchdown to beat them.
Right, but we got it today, baby. Made it 17-7 at the time.
Yeah, we used it up there. Yeah.
312-981-7200. Steve in Edgewater, welcome to 720 WGN.
Yeah, I was going to say that when a plane crashes, the first thing you have to do is you have to acknowledge the plane has actually crashed. And, you know, it's usually three reasons: human error, mechanical error, or an act of God. And I think the Bears want to insist that maybe it's an act of God. You know, if you fly from Chicago to L.A., you're gonna experience turbulence, you know, 9 times out of 10. And instead of acknowledging that, you know, they basically have the management and the coaches. I mean, it talks about the car dealerships and things like that. If cars are not selling, they don't blame the cars. They blame the salesman and the management. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
So, right. Great point. Yep.
So I work at sales, the technology sales, and where I work at, basically we have three big boards in the cafeteria and the sales floor and the things. And each on the board it states there's about 85 salespeople, and it states your position on the sales team, your number of quotes, your number of orders, and your number of things like that. And so you know where you stand every day, and nobody's hovering over you and things like that. You have a monthly quota and a quarterly quota. So, you know, if you're not meeting your numbers, you're probably going to get a talking to or something like that. You're not going to be around too long. And so the sales director and the vice president and the sales director, their jobs to, like, I mean, the technology would sell basically hardware and software. You know, it's not. So if something's not happening, they can't say, well, you know, It's the computers, it's the hardware, it's this and that. It's either you're selling and you're making things happen, or you're out the door and goodbye and take whatever vacation and stuff you got.
Hey, Steve, Obi, what do you think about giving Steve a
That was a great call. Yeah. Great observation, Steve.
One last question, Steve. If you've got a head coach that's got the worst record in football, would that qualify for out the door?
Oh, definitely. He probably wouldn't have gotten an interview. He probably would have never got in the door in the first place.
Steve,
but it's pretty cut and dry. There's no, you know, there's no gray areas. You know, you don't have to wonder where you are. And you pretty much know, you know, if you're gonna be there, you're not going to be there. And you're going to find a way to either sell things or you hit the job boards and start looking for something else.
Steve, you hang on. We're going to give you a copy of the book, Doug Buffone, Monster of the Midway, My 50 Years with the Chicago Bears. Happy New Year, man.
Okay, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Absolutely. We got one more book to go. Best callers will get it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number here. As we, I'm going to start getting emotional, guys. We got 44 minutes to go on the show. Second year doing this
Stop
with you.
It.
Second year doing this with you guys. When you guys leave me in
Stop
January,
it.
I don't know what to do with my life. I called you a ton in the off season. You never picked up.
Well, yeah, because I saw it with you. Just change your number. I'll answer.
Stop with the lies here, will you? I mean, come on.
What? These are truths, OB. The season flies by. Then it's over, and then I sit here and count the days until the next season.
Here, Mark, the truth is,
yeah,
and this is my second close of my second year, you do a terrific job. You're up to date on basically your ABCs of the National Football League, of the Bears. Any statistic we want, you jump for it. You and Rick Geezer in the back. You guys are right there. We're very proud of you, and you've done a great, great job. And hopefully we'll all hear for a long, long time to come.
Absolutely. The start of the 5 o'clock hour, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Thank you, OB. But I do appreciate and your laugh, Cos.
The man is saying that he's got your back. That's good for you, Mark.
I know. I realize this. Hey, learn how real Chicagoans live, the day-to-day struggles and successes with health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV. We will take a quick timeout, come back, take a couple more calls, and we will take a little look at the playoff picture and get a little Super Bowl prediction before we get on out of here at 6 o'clock. It's 720 WGN.
Touchdown, Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Quarterback comparison. Let's get that going. It's sponsored by Westfield Ford. Westfield Ford, we're straightforward people and straightforward prices are just a whistle away. My God, I mean, Matt Barkley, honestly, we were excited. You lifted the hopes. You basically had the whole city.
We were on that wagon.
I think the whole city was on the wagon, and like, except for very few, like, oh my God, this guy's going to be perhaps the answer, at least for a little bit. And then he's just completely tipped over the car, and we all got strewn out on the Edens. Today he was 10 of 14, but he threw two picks. So quarterback rating of 59.2, and the first pick was absolutely atrocious. David Fales came on. I'm not sure why. 2 for 5 for 22 yards. If you're going to play David Fales, if you really wanted to see David Fales, then
third quarter.
Hey, it's Benny Hill program with helmets is what this whole thing has turned into. Let me just tell you this. I'm not backing off of Barkley. And I said this on Fox today. Barkley, yeah, he's kind of come into a rough patch here, and he's turned the ball over a lot. And some of those throws, they're horrid throws. And the first interception today was a horrid throw. But in a lot of spots, he threw some real nice, decisive, accurate passes on time, on rhythm. And I got to tell you, even Tom Brady, after a little ring time with this offensive line and these receivers,
right,
he'd be wanting out. I'm just saying, I'm not sure he's going to be the answer, but he's not the problem completely.
Yeah, and the calls too. I mean, a lot of the calls that Loggins positions that he puts them in are kind of goofy, and it almost creates forced passes.
Exactly, and the forced pass against the Redskins into triple coverage is you should never play again after doing that. But the one he threw today, it was a right decision. It was just a terrible
throw.
Pass.
Right.
Bad pass.
Well, so are you? What's your prediction then with Barkley as far as what they do?
I'm just saying, if Mike McCoy, who's probably going to lose today and probably get fired, I would be on an airplane to meet him in the locker room if I'm George McKeskey and say, hey, you come, you're the next head coach, and bring Ken Whisenhunt as your offensive coordinator.
And let's see what we can do.
Hey, and run the old man, turn the hounds loose on Fox, get him out of there. And I'm telling you, Mike McCoy, if you think Cutler was, doing better under Adam Gase, Mike McCoy would make him twice as good. And have Cutler with Barkley as the backup for next year through all the off-season training practices. I'm just telling you.
I'm a big
There's
McCoy
enough pieces
fan
with
too.
That running game of Jordan them. Howard. That could be – it could be salty.
You know something? When Cutler first came here from Denver, and I'll never forget, we gave up half of planet Earth to get him over here. I don't know how many millions we gave him, how many number, what, one or two or three maybe.
Two ones and a three and swapped
a draft choice. Unbelievable, folks. And signing this kid to a bazillion-dollar contract was absolutely, totally, and completely unreal. And what I think has to happen here is there's not 32 great quarterbacks in this league that could take you to the Super Bowl. Cutler is on the fringe. All right, is he 1, 2, 3, 4? No, but he might be 8, 9, 10, 11, maybe 12. He could get us to the Super Bowl. And what we should have, and it should have been done years ago, we got him. We had an offensive line that was here, folks. And if you people remember, they couldn't play dead. They were awful. With blocks that Frank Omiel, I never seen anything like it in my life. And that was year after year after year.
He got bad.
And do you remember how many times he got sacked? Forget about a year.
The Giants that one game.
What do you have? Sacked like nine times
in the first half. It was a bloodletting.
Yeah, and the Giants just beat him senseless.
Went on and on, folks, year after year, all those years when he was younger and he could get it done, and we had a defense, but they could never figure out that you've got to keep him upright. You got to have five guys in front that can block. My God, all you have to do is look at New England. Look at the rest of the teams. Look at Green Bay. And then look at us. We don't have the studs up front. And that's from back when and to now. That's what you got to have here. And keep Cutler here, what Dan was talking about. Keep Barkley, but for God's sakes, get some men up front that can block.
I don't think they're going to keep Jay just because they got to pay him $16 million to keep him. I don't think they'll want to sign up for that.
Well, do you want to win a Super Bowl?
They don't have another plan.
That's the point. Where are you going to go, Mark, to find a quarterback?
I think they
he can get it done, but my God, you got to give him some help.
My prediction.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying my prediction is that Barkley and a draft pick, and maybe even Hoyer's run. I would bet against Cutler being back. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you got time, though, on that. So.
Okay, 3-1. And that was interesting on the deadline. Listen, they can play this out for a while. They can go into the draft. They can go into the free agent market. They can see who they can come up with. And maybe if they don't have a better option, then Jay comes back. But I don't think they have a huge appetite bringing him back. 3-1-2.
And he might not want to come back.
I don't think he does either. I agree with that, too, Obi.
This bum, Fox. I'm just telling you. Let me tell you, a dear friend of mine, we all know him. I'm not going to name his name. We did a preseason panel down in Bourbonnais, and he said after watching Jay 5 days in practice, it's like the old Jay before Gase. It's like he's aloof, doesn't really care, kind of going through the motions. Okay, shame on Cutler. He should be a leader. He shouldn't let the coaches affect or dictate his attitude and the way he carries himself. But you know what? These guys, there's only a handful on the planet. And you know what? With the guy that he respects and he wants to play for, not only, like I said, could you see the production and progress that he made under Adam Gase, I think it could be more, especially if, as OB said, you protect him. You give him a tight end. You give him another speed receiver on the outside. I'm just saying. This offense is not that far away from being dangerous. We got to change some things.
Dan, the prototypes of what we're talking about, they're out there. It's not a mystery, folks. There really isn't. And it's right in front of us, and we got to do something about it. Because I tell you what, we talked about earlier about the fans leaving the Bears, leaving the Bears, leaving the Bears. And I can tell you this year, I never, ever, ever have I ever seen this happen, the fan base leaving the people at Soldier Field. I've never, ever seen that before.
You're on hold. We'll get to you in the final half hour here. We'll preview the playoffs. We'll take a look at the draft. We'll do a little recap on the year.
You know, Ron?
What's up?
Did you say Ron?
No.
Oh.
I don't know who Ron is, but whoever Ron is. Hi, Ron. You're the
Howard and Jim are on hold right now.
We got Howard. We got Jim. We've got you, 720 WGN. Don't worry. We got it. We are under control with
Fox call in and tell me that he wants to fight me?
Not yet.
Okay.
Trust is everything. It's golden, Hamp. For your insurance needs, it's nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk!
JeffVuk.com. Serving our area for 38 years nationwide. On your side, JeffVuk.com. Quick timeout, 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN. It's interesting in the break here. We're talking, Hamp, you actually think there's a chance that Fox is not back? Like you're holding on to that.
Nobody but nobody thought that Lovie Smith was going to be terminated after a 10-6 season. So that tells me there is an underlying sense of urgency in George McKeskey. Now he made a horrible mistake with the general manager Phil Emery, and then of course Tressman. Now. Is it too soon to say, okay, I've made three mistakes in a row, cutting Lovie, cutting Tressman, and now bringing in this buffoon? I think he's got to swallow his pride and say, you know what? It may cost a lot of money, but think about the upside. What a 11-5 or 12-4 season next year could do, getting us in the playoffs and rekindling the passion of the Bear Nation. You can't think about, you know, the collateral damage. You got to think about the goal, winning a Super Bowl. And Fox is not going to win you, Jack.
No, he won't. He won't. And, you know, you won't have to take out a newspaper ad. You save money there. No, yeah. Truthfully, that's
when you're
11-5.
It's not cheap. Everybody's happy.
That's not cheap on a Sunday. It's expensive in the sports section.
312-981-7200. Save a newspaper ad. Fire the coach. We should take
a new motto, right?
Jim in Jacksonville, Florida, wants John Gruden to come to the Bears, which I think.
Why, Jim? We'd have to listen to him.
Jim, go ahead, man.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've lived up in Chicago for 58 years and moved down here. Just thought about all the names being thrown around, and would it be a good idea to just say, okay, Mr. Gruden, take over everything? Seems to be very smart with football, knows his stuff.
Right. Hey, we'll respond to you, Jim. What do you think? John Gruden, anybody?
I'm not a Gruden fan, and by the way, he won a Super Bowl because of Monty Kiffin's defense in Tampa.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. He's not going to leave the booth. He has the greatest job in the world. He makes more money than he could make as an NFL coach and quite a lot of less headaches to worry about.
And then to give up the Hooters gig.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's really happy sitting in the booth telling everybody what's going on instead of actually having to coach.
312-981-7200. Howard in Edison Park, I think, wants to pick a fight with somebody here. Go ahead, Howard.
Hi, guys. I just want to say thank you for taking my call. I have respect for you guys, and I've listened to you all, and I've watched you all play football. And I was just wondering, at the time of the hire of Mr. Fox, who stood up and said that it was a bad hire at the time?
Me!
And I'll listen to the call.
All right, hang on there,
Howard. I did. We can go back and look at print. You can pull tapes. I was no fan. And it's pretty evident. And like OB has been saying all day, you know, for Fox, the lie to the fans and say, oh, yeah, we're getting better. We're not. The same thing was said to him in Denver. John Elway basically came into the locker room twice that year. They went to the Super Bowl and got decimated by the Seahawks twice. And after the second time, Elway basically told him, don't ever, ever make me come down here again. In other words, do your job. And Fox, he couldn't wait to get rid of him. And guess what? He brings in Kubiak. He goes to the Super Bowl the next year.
And they win.
With a beat-up, broken-down quarterback in Peyton Manning. And they win. So I don't think any of us said Fox was a good hire.
The other thing about, there's a bunch of stuff there. John Fox could have been a fit for some veteran team, perhaps, but he was absolutely the wrong fit for a team that's rebuilding. I don't want to be an ageist here, but you don't hire a 60-some-odd-year-old guy.
Well, no, but I mean,
I just don't think you do.
No, but look, you Arian Foster, right, the guy down in Arizona, he could do something like that. He was an older guy. Fox was on the tail end. He'd just been run out of Denver, which was a Super Bowl contender, and nobody in this room doesn't respect John Elway. So we knew from a football standpoint, because John Elway's eyes don't lie to him and he knows what's happening, that Fox was the wrong guy. Because John Elway, who knows the game, said, I've had enough.
Right. That was the perfect situation for him, and they ran him out. The other thing is some NFL news today with Gary Kubiak, who did take over Fox. He's retiring at the end of the year because of health problems. He had a scary concussion in the middle of the year in October. He had had
he had basically a stroke in Houston, where he just fell out. That was a scary deal too.
Right. So. Right. So he's retiring.
I think it's going to be it's a mutual agreement. And you know, again, Elway, you know, he's a winner. He doesn't want to tolerate
not getting back.
Somebody for health condition, whatever reason, he has to be held accountable.
Bronco.
So that's why.
Broncos. Well, here's what Denver has. He knows he's got a Super Bowl defense. He knows he's got some pass rushers that are second to none on that team. He's got a defense, and he knows where the problem is, and he's going to correct it, Dan.
312-981-7200. Still have one more book to give away here. Let's get Daryl. I believe it's called from Seattle on 720 WGN.
Well, just for calling from Seattle, I think he gets the book, right?
Well, if you want to give it away,
guys,
that easy.
I just want to say thank you so much for everything you guys do. Calling all the way from here, you guys remind me of home. By every time I watch the game, I turn the WGN app on and listen to you guys. So you guys are awesome. I just want a quick couple things to say. Jerry Krause said one time, organizations win championships, not players. I think you need both. I called a few weeks ago about the lack of starting the season, addressing the O-line issue and the killer instinct. Today's play, that trick play, should have been used in the Green Bay play. So they still don't have that killer instinct. And how Dallas was going one way while we were going another. Their O-line is creating two MVP candidates. So no matter who we bring back next year, they're still not addressing that O-line, except for what you did say. I think it was Dan that said we should draft the left tackle as our first.
From Alabama. Yeah, the kid from Alabama.
Cam Robinson.
I doubt they'll do that. But my question to you guys all is, which part of the Bears organization confirms or evaluates that all the boxes are checked to get a season started, like Green Bay consistently does, Patriots do, Seahawks do? Spending the money isn't the answer. Houston is a perfect example of dropping money like that. But if you look back at the Cubs' payroll were in the top five payroll for the previous 10 years prior to Thiel. They won the World Series these last couple of years, being ranked 14th payroll, 12. So we can go in and spend all this money on free agent, but who do you think is in this office that doesn't address when we have a killer defense, we don't address the offense. When we have a great offense, we don't address the defense. Year after year after year after year, it's something with the Bears. And that's my question. Who
Daryl,
Ed, do you want to
get it?
It?
Well, I'm just going to say this, and you guys can jump in. Daryl, you said it perfect. He said it absolutely perfect. And the last book we have, this is the last book, right?
Yep.
You got that. Well, you're going to keep him on the line?
Daryl, you got a book, my man.
Thank you.
You got it. There you go.
Stay on the line, Daryl.
Daryl's on hold. Daryl wins.
You want to name who it is, though, Ed? Because you've been alluding to it, and you talk about the ivory tower, and that has been the one constant through the messes.
No.
We
all know who you're talking about.
Ted? Yeah, there's. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, well, you got to take a look
up
there.
I'm sorry, Ed. Yeah.
Somebody up there has to be away from the management and the coaching part of it. Somebody's got to be up there with some common sense of what's going on. Because when you sign contracts today, and especially when you have your general manager getting these huge multi-million-dollar contracts for 2 years, three, four, five, 6 years. Somebody in that ivory tower has got to sign off. Somebody does.
That's Ted Phillips. It's Ted Phillips.
That is Ted Phillips. And all I can do, you go back to that contract that Jay Cutler got from Jerry Angelo. Oh, my God. Gave him $126 million, guaranteed $56 or $66 million. He was making $23.5 million about 4 years ago. $5 million more than Rodgers in Green Bay. $6 million more than Brady in New England. And they won Super Bowls, MVPs. Cutler, number six, nothing.
Here's the real.
How do you give
best,
a guy, Glenn, yeah. How the hell do you give a guy and sign off giving him $126 or what odd million-dollar contract when he hasn't won a damn thing?
You're right.
And how's that possible?
Here's what happened. Basically, when Michael was asked to step down, and part of the step down, or actually move up because he went to chairman of the board, but in essence, the McCaskey family wanted to remove themselves out of running the entire operation or the team. And so Ted Phillips was put into that position to oversee all of these things moving forward. So really, the McCaskey family has removed themselves from that, and Ted Phillips is the president, and he oversees all these things that Ed, you're talking about. So it starts there, and then it works
right
down.
Glenn, all you have to do in our list is just go up north to the Green Bay. They have a general manager by the name of Ted Thompson. And how many owners are there for Green Bay? There's about a million of them.
The community.
The community owns right. The Packers. And Ted Thompson, as Mike Wolf before him, they've had great general managers, great draft picks year after year after year. And you're wondering, why do they get them? Why are they doing it? That's why. Look at New England. Bill Belichick runs everything up there. And that's what you got to have. Are we capable of doing that? I don't know, but there's some people there that have to go. They have to go.
Huge game tonight, Green Bay and Detroit playing for the NFC North title.
Here's the thing, too, about Green Bay. They made the decision to go with Aaron Rodgers when Brett Favre was still
– it's true.
You know, still had some years left.
Glenn, they drafted him out of California.
I get it.
And he sat on a bench for 4 years.
Right.
But you think that Ted Thompson, he didn't know what the hell he was doing?
No, I'm saying, though, but they knew it was time, and so that is what we're talking about, proactive leader that has a plan even when a guy looks like he's still in his prime.
They went ahead, and I don't know how many people noticed, he drafted him, I think.
28th. He fell all the way down to
him. Oh, my God. Yep. And he took him, and you had
everybody
probably arguably
one of the best
quarterbacks playing, and you did what with your number one draft choice? You drafted a kid by the name of Aaron Rodgers out of California when you could have taken a lot of other people. Well, look what happens, pal. That's when you got to have somebody like those people.
They were 4-6. Aaron Rodgers said they'd win every game and make the playoffs. They have an opportunity to do it
tonight. How about that first statement? They got one game yet tonight. He said, we're going to run the table. We're going to win every game.
See, don't worry. We're going to run the table.
And that brings me to one more point. We got to start talking Super Bowl in this town. 85, that great, phenomenal team. You think they were talking about a 9-7 record or winning the North Division? What they talked about was being a world champ.
They did a Super Bowl shuffle 3 months before the
game.
And
they destroyed people. And that's what you got to have. I'm tired. Well, let's see if we can win the North. Well, let's see if we can get a winning record. If that's how it is, folks, I'm telling you, the thinking is wrong. Get those people out of your organization. Two words, Super Bowl. That's what we play. You play the game, and that's what it's all about.
It was the greatest. 312-981-7200. One segment to go. 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hampton OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Wrapping it up here, next game preview is sponsored by Arlington Heights Ford, number one in what matters most. You, the Bears, don't have another game. So let's preview the playoffs here. Very interesting day around the NFL. The Denver Broncos are leading the Oakland Raiders 24-6 right now.
Matt, not shocking.
Which is not shocking at all now that
Derek Carr is out for the year, broken foot or tibia, and then the backup actually got crushed by Von Miller, so he's out.
I just wanted to double check. They actually have had two quarterbacks in today. I was wondering if
he got crushed and hurt his shoulder.
Yeah, Matt McGloin and Connor Cook, both quarterbacking today, as McGloin did not get it done. He was 6 of 11 for 21 yards. So they brought in Connor Cook, who, by the way, the Dallas Cowboys wanted to draft and didn't fall to him. And so they ended up with Dak Prescott. Luck, you know, is a part of this whole thing. Any rate, point being, with Denver beating Oakland, Oakland's going to go down to 5, and then Kansas City's going to be the 2 seed. New England is the 1 seed after crushing Miami in the AFC. Anybody think someone's going to take out the Patriots, or will we see them in the...
Before we go there...
Yeah.
Am I correct in saying that the Bears, Pace, they passed on him?
Yeah.
4 times?
Prescott?
Yes.
Yes.
4
well,
times.
Well, there were 7...
Passed on him.
Yeah. They passed on him 3 times in the 4th round, once in the 3rd round, that's 4, 2nd round, 5, 1st round, 6. So really 6 times.
Yeah,
if
but
really
I mean,
want to
he
add
was,
it all up.
But he was a 4th rounder taken by Dallas in the 4th. So you count, right. they passed on him 3 times.
Well, now, wait a minute here, Glenn. Then you got to go back to college scouting.
Right.
You mean to tell me we had what, 0 on this guy?
There were 2 kids that I really loved coming out of college at quarterbacks that were kind of the sleeper kids. He was one of them, and the kid in Seattle, Russell Wilson, loved him. And Seattle got him, what, in the 3rd round? So there's something, you know, you third see these guys Wilson, in sorry. College, and you go, this kid's a winner. I don't know what I liked about him, but he was a winner. And he's, you know, it's, hey.
You got to have the 10 Thompsons and Bill Belichicks of the world. You got to find
them
somewhere.
When I say that, I didn't think Prescott was going to be
well, no
what he
did.
Is, but – you knew that he had the ability to play in the pros.
Oh, but you have to. The point is, you draft a quarterback, you take a shot on somebody that you think is going to be good, and you try to develop him. And one time
he just had this moxie. You know, when you watched him play, he always was in control, like he's showing this year.
You well, got, here the thing about the kid in Dallas, all right, is that this all of a sudden didn't just happen.
Yeah, they have this huge line.
That Romo goes down, and this kid comes in. Spectacularly for game after game. That didn't just happen. You got me to tell me our scouts couldn't see that and him playing football game after game, year after year in college?
Apparently,
because that did not just happen. The right. kid had the skills now. He had them.
Yep. Yep, no question.
So, okay, let me rewind here just as we get on out of here. Super Bowl, anybody think New England's not going to be there? Or who?
Kansas City's the only team, yeah.
Well, no, I think it's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's offense is such that, I mean, they can shoot, get in a shootout with anybody. And Kansas City, they're a bread and butter team that if they get a lead, they can play with anybody. So New England is probably 3-1 to go to the Super Bowl. Pittsburgh, 5-1. Kansas City, 6-1, something like that.
New England, the only way you're going to beat Tom Brady.
Get him off the
New England
spot.
You got to get in his face. You got to come after him. From your listen, you 9 out of 10 times or 8 out of 10 times you're probably going to lose to him anyway, and that's the only way you can make that kid so uncomfortable. You don't have to sack him, make him move around that pocket, and if you can do that, then you got a chance of beating them.
And Kansas City is the only defense that they'll play that can do that. Pittsburgh isn't the defense they wore. They could score with
that's what I'm saying.
You know, New England, but they can't. They're not. Kansas City is the only one that could actually get to Brady and get him off the spot. That's the only defense.
Last question before you guys leave, and I'll miss you guys. Detroit, Green Bay tonight. Who does everybody like Green Bay on the road?
I love Green Bay.
Absolutely. And you know what? As OB just said, talk about – you know, we're talking about leadership skills and all that. It's not speech. Is it? Hey, it's making plays. Aaron Rodgers, when they were 4-6, said, we're going to run the table. That means we're going to win every game. He's done it up until tonight. Why would you doubt him?
Yeah.
Mark, Glenn, Danny, Rick, back behind the glass. Guys, this has been.
And Dan also. We got to remember Big Dan, too.
Danny Long.
Yeah, Daniel. And I can tell you what, it's been a wonderful run here for 2 years. Hopefully, it'll be another 2 or 22 years, whatever it is. Mark, you do an excellent job behind the board there. Ricky, nobody better. And I'm with 2 guys here to my left and my right. There's nobody better, folks. You'll hear from us what we saw and what we believe in the coaching and the players and what exactly went on in that game from week to week, year to year. So, to me, it's been a great pleasure. Let's have a great, wonderful, healthy 2017.
Happy off season. We'll see you around draft time for our draft preview show. OB, Hampy, Kaz, have a great off season. Hopefully, it'll pass quickly in 2017.
You know what I like too is Ed can give some of the finest speeches, and he, no matter what anybody says, can get out of here quicker than anybody. Oh,
He's already got the coat on. He's gone.
He is the master of moving, baby. Glenn, this guy could move.
Glenn, that's called fleet of foot. Yeah. Fleet of foot.
Yeah. The only guy in town better is Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
Or, in other words, get the hell out of town.
Yep.
We'll see you next season, 720 WGN.